Welcome to Animal World. My name is Patricia Wayne, and this week we are delighted to welcome two guests. A warm welcome to Angus Mock from Pet Positive. Hello and welcome, Angus.
Hello.
And a big welcome to our second guest, Karen Anderson, a pet handler from Pet Partners. Karen specialises in therapy dog training.
Hello.
Now, on today's show, we are focusing on pet therapy, as we have received many letters from our listeners about this kind of therapy. And we will answer one or two of them today. Before we really get started, can I ask you both to tell us a bit about pet therapy? I mean, what exactly it is and what its benefits are. Angus.
Pet therapy is a type of therapy that uses dogs or other animals to help people recover from health problems. The animals commonly used in pet therapy are domesticated pets, such as dogs and cats.
Is pet therapy a new concept?
No, not at all, Patricia. Pet therapy has been around in the West for a very long time, but it is relatively new in Asia.
But it is certainly becoming more popular.
That's right, Karen. You started the Doctor Animal program in Hong Kong.
Yes. Today I have 200 dogs working as therapy dogs in different districts in Hong Kong. My therapy dogs make regular visits to hospitals, nursing homes and mental institutions.
Which means that the elderly and hospital patients are the ones who benefit from pet therapy.
Yes, and children too. Pet therapy is also suitable for children who have emotional problems.
I see. I suppose there are many benefits of this kind of therapy.
Yes, there are.
But how exactly do therapy dogs and cats help patients?
Well, they help lower the stress levels of patients.
I suppose patients suffering from cancer or chronic illnesses often experience a high level of stress.
Exactly. Therapy dogs and cats help them by lowering their stress levels.
I think many people would agree with that.
Therapy dogs and cats also help patients lift their moods. And this in turn allows the body to focus more energy on physical recovery.
So they help with a patient's recovery by making them happier.
Exactly.
Well, we need to move on and hear from some of our listeners. We've got a couple of emails. The first one is from Harry, and he says, "Dear Animal World, I have a dog at home. She is a mixed breed. She is calm and very loving. I thought it would be nice if she could do something to help others. How can she become a therapy dog? Does it matter if she's not a pedigree animal?" Karen, can you answer this one?
Sure. Well, Harry, first of all, many people have the misconception that therapy dogs have to be a certain breed. That's not true.
OK, so a therapy dog doesn't have to be a pedigree animal.
No, not at all. Therapy dogs come in all sizes and breeds.
OK, that's good news.
But a good therapy dog must be friendly and patient. Most importantly, they must be gentle.
I suppose they must undergo some training.
Yes, they have to go through a training program. If Harry is interested in getting his dog certified as a therapy dog, he can bring his dog to my organisation for an evaluation. If his dog is found to be suitable, he can sign his dog up for our training program.
In other words, all dogs must go through an evaluation and a training program before they can be certified as therapy dogs.
That's correct.
OK, I hope that answers your question, Harry. I have another email. Angus, do you want to read this one?
OK. This is not really about pet therapy, but it's about being a dog trainer. Here's the email. "Dear Animal World, I'm 16 years old and I want to be a professional dog trainer, like Cesar Millan. I really love dogs and have some experience with dogs. Have you got any advice for me? Regards, Chloe.
Karen, someone who wants to be a dog trainer. Do you have any advice for Chloe?
I certainly do. Well, firstly, you really need to like dogs. We can see from your email that you are a dog lover, so that's not a problem.
Are there any other requirements?
Well, I'd say you will need good communication skills, because you won't just be interacting with animals.
That's a good piece of advice. Well, we've just about run out of time. Thanks to both of you for dropping in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week with all the latest news about exotic pets. That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.